Hey, everybody. Sometimes people who aren't total astrology fiends get the wrong idea about these planetary aspects. They want to know when does it happen, how long does it last, and is it good or bad. But you got to know that in the great scheme of things, none of it means a damn thing. It's just that as these phenomena pass over your head and through your head, the only thing you're really left with is how you deal with everything, the pleasure and the pain. Like the 29-degree Pisces-Uranus thing, for example. It is great pain with sacrifice, madness, thoughts of disaster, self-punishment, claustrophobia, paranoia, as well as personal assassination. Nice, huh? But it can also be a spiritual surrender to a complete and total change, which is actually what you're going through. And the Chiron-Neptune in Aquarius thing, it is a healing, but again, sometimes a painful one. And you need tremendous courage to overcome absurd obstacles. That's why we've been harping on resurrection all this time. But we don't have to go into the gory details, and it doesn't take much to dredge up awareness of what's been going on. Forget the state the world is in. If we start worrying about that now, don't bother. I'm talking about the personal life situation. There isn't a person you know who hasn't been coping with nearly impossible trips they're trying to straighten out, clean up, organize, heal, and otherwise get into some sort of coherent shape. But the more you sweep, the messier it gets. It's driving normally sane people around the bend, where one minute you think you've got it covered, you're handling it, you've got the ends all tightly sewed up, and then drip, 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 the whole package starts to leak again till you're about to scream. Well, scream all you want to. There's nobody around to hear you. But hey, enough of the dark stuff. That's not all that's happening. There are moments of miracle, when you don't have to work so hard at it, when a hand comes out of the clouds, when somebody steps in to show you the way. When at last you get a break from a constant draining of energy and an ebbing away of hope. And you get new inspiration. You have hope again. You believe again. Relationships improve. Fences are mended. Doors that were closed open up again. And there's a momentary peace that comes over the battlefield. Venus and Jupiter are both going forward this week, together at the same time. Both benefic planets, offering what they can for as long as they can. Venus is strong at the end of Libra because it brings up something that happened to many people back in the early 80s, if you were born back then, or for your parents if you weren't. And some memories of that period hang on. They come back up now. That also was a period of change, a surrender, a grace that moved people forward in their personal evolution. It returns again now, another kind of healing, a bittersweet memory, a visit from a friendly ghost. And a kind of healing. Jupiter, too, is strong in Pisces and does a lot to allay the personal pain so many people have been enduring. There's forgiveness, compassion, and a glimmer of reason to go on and keep up the good fight. Can it last? Hey, don't ask that. Just take this moment and bask in it. And remember, this is a big one. The only thing that brings happiness is making sure everyone else is happy. Talk to you later.
You have been listening to Michael Luton's broadcast from fashionable Fifth Avenue in New York City. This is WOAO, World Orbiting Astrological Observatory.